Thank you, Ambassador, and good morning. We have a few comments on Section 2. Regarding Paragraph 2.1, the issue of applicability of international human rights law during armed conflict is a controversial matter which attracts divergent views. To avoid this controversy, and in order to make the text more inclusive, we support deleting the explicit reference to IHRL and replacing it with wording all other applicable international law, which is a more general articulation. Regarding 2.3, we suggest replacing the newly inserted text that reads to direct operations only against military objectives with the more precise and clear text of Article 52.1 of AP1, which would read that civilian objects shall not be the object of attack. Furthermore, we suggest changing the beginning of the last sentence in the text as follows. We also recall the obligations under international humanitarian law concerning the general protection of civilians, and so on, instead of the obligation under IHL to provide civilians with general protection. This sentence seems to be based upon Article 51.1 of Additional Protocol 1. However, it exceeds the article's original language in two significant ways. First, the obligation under Article 51.1 is not characterized in a general and sweeping manner, as suggested here, but as an obligation that receives its content only from its subsequent paragraphs. This is the full wording of Article 51.1, and I quote, "The civilian population and the individual civilians shall enjoy general protection against dangers arising from military operations. To give effect to this protection, the following rules, which are additional to other applicable rules of international law, shall be observed in all circumstances," end of quote. And then it goes on to list certain obligations. This is also the common way to understand Article 51.1. Secondly, while the articulation here implies a positive obligation, provide, Article 51.1 is phrased in a different manner. To correct these problems, the sentence should refer to Article 51.1 rather than rephrasing it as it currently does. And finally, as we stated yesterday, we believe it is important to clearly express explosive weapons are not prohibited per se under IHL, and therefore we support the addition of paragraph 2.4 bis that was suggested yesterday by the U.S. delegation. Thank you, Ambassador.